Every day seems to bring to our doorsteps a new challenge or crisis. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. If we're not careful, our hearts will be filled with doubts and fears instead of seeing the hand of God at work behind the scenes. In the Bible, every day seemed to bring on a new challenge or crisis to the doorstep of Paul. This time, he was chained to the Praetorian Guard, Caesar's hand-picked imperial troops. They were trained in military science and the art of war. They were the best Caesar had, and they were chained to the best God had to offer. Max Lucado wondered how much time passed before Paul realized what was happening. How long before Paul looked at the change, Caesar's best, and smiled towards heaven, "Lord, thank you for this captive audience." Where did Paul begin the discussion? Was it, "Would you mind editing this letter I'm writing to the church at Philippi?" Or, "Do you have a minute for me to tell you about this Jewish carpenter I met by the name of Jesus?" Paul was swamped with difficult times. He was harnessed hand and foot to his enemy, yet he used what looked like a bad time to do a good thing, tell the good news about Jesus Christ. Paul ends his letter to the Philippian church with, "All of God's people greet you, particularly those from the palace of Caesar." Paul used his prison as a pulpit. He transformed his predicament into an opportunity. What happened to Paul, says Lucado, was unkind and unfair. Yet Paul writes with great joy. "Rejoice," says Paul. "Again, I say rejoice." How could Paul express such joy? The future was bleak. The walls were closing in. He was pinned down in a palace he wouldn't wish on his worst enemy. Paul knew who was in charge. "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world," says the word of God. He trusted the oversight of God. He didn't know why things were happening the way they were happening, and he didn't know how things would turn out, but he knew who was in charge. When you know that God is in charge, in spite of the economy, the deficit, political pundits, naysayers, and doomsayers, you trust completely God's loving grace and compassion, because our sufficiency is in God and not in ourselves. Thus, let me share with you what Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and your labor will not be in vain." I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Ask God to show you today how to turn your obstacles into opportunities.